It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Public health measures to protect against COVID-19 also appear to be keeping the flu in Colorado at bay. Health leaders urged people to get flu shots, and more than 2 million Coloradans did. That's a 16% increase from the same time last year, according to the state health department. Outpatient clinics and hospital emergency rooms report far fewer flu cases than normal. So far this season, just 18 people have been hospitalized with it. Public health measures like mask wearing, distancing, and washing hands appear to be helping limit the spread of the flu. Traffic deaths due to suspected DUIs were up in Colorado last year. That's despite coronavirus restrictions, closing bars, and keeping many people off the road. Sam Cole is with CDOT.
It most likely has happened just because we also know that excessive drinking is up, and that if you're prone to drinking and driving, you probably didn't stop because of COVID.
CDOT says suspected impaired drivers killed 203 people last year. That's up by about 15% compared to 2019. Law enforcement agencies statewide have stepped up DUI enforcement through next Monday. A new congressional session has begun in Washington, D.C. CPR's Caitlin Kim has a preview of some priorities for Colorado Republican Representative Ken Buck.
Some of Buck's priorities aren't new. They range from high-tech antitrust issues, which have been a focus of his for the last couple of years, to protecting the state's economy. But others stand out, like preservation of the state's natural resources. Buck says finding middle ground is also on his to-do list.
The margins are closer, and I think it's going to encourage bipartisan legislation, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Democrats hold a slim advantage in the House, which means Republicans will remain in the minority for the next 2 years. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.